Good morning, and welcome to morning prayer for the fourth week of Advent. As we begin, let us begin our time with silence. As we welcome in the silence, we pray, Holy Spirit, come to us, and we just take a deep breath. And we present ourselves to God as we are. As we continue to breathe, we just acknowledge what we may be feeling in our physical body. And we just take a moment to just name that without judgment, but just accepting how we feel. If we feel weary or tired, or stressed or overwhelmed, we just acknowledge that and let that drift up to God as a prayer. Holy Spirit, we present ourselves as we are. If we take a moment to pay attention to what we're feeling this day, are our thoughts racing? Is there some problem that is overwhelming? Some person we feel a deep conflict with, some pain or hurt that we are acknowledging. Perhaps there's something wonderful we're anticipating. However you are, come before the Father and let us pray. Lord, open our lips and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout to joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the caverns of the earth, and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. In his hands have molded the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep of his hands. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let the whole earth stand in awe of him, for he comes to judge the earth, and with righteousness to judge the world and the people in his faithfulness. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit to the temple, and when the parents brought the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms, and he blessed God and said, Lord, you are now letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, as you prepared in the presence of all people, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what he had said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that will be opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How precious are your thoughts, O God? How vast is the sum of them? How precious to me are your thoughts, O God? How vast is the sum of them? A song to the Lamb. Splendor and honor and kingly power are yours by right, O Lord our God. For you created everything that is, and by your will they are created and have their being. And yours by right, O Lamb that was slain, for with your blood you have redeemed for God from every family, language, people, and nation, a kingdom of priests to serve our God. And so to him who sits on the throne and to Christ the Lamb be worship and praise, dominion and splendor, forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Evermore. Amen. The Magnificat. And Mary said, My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their own hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his offspring forever. And Mary remained with Elizabeth for 3 months, and then returned home. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, of all that is visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scripture. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, universal, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of all creation, full of love and abounding in mercy, may the whole earth be full of your glory. Lord, bless and guide all ministers of your church, clothe them in righteousness and grant them wisdom. Direct the leaders of our nation that they may act in accordance with your kingdom. Enlarge our own hearts, O Lord, to love the things that you love. May we proclaim your light in every place where there is darkness. May we proclaim your holy name in every aspect of our life. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and renew in us a steadfast spirit. Grant us your peace, for only in you can we live in safety. We pray for those in sickness, grief, persecution, bondage, fear, or loneliness. Lord, have mercy. Let us now offer our own prayers. Blessed Lord, who caused all the Holy Scriptures to be written for our learning, grant us to hear them, read them, mark them, learn them, and inwardly digest them, that we may embrace and ever hold fast to the blessed hope of everlasting life, which you have given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. O God, the King Eternal, whose light divides the day from the night and turns the shadow of death into morning, drive far from us all wrong desires. Incline our hearts to keep your law and guide our feet into the way of peace, that having done your will with cheerfulness during the day, we may, when night comes, rejoice and give thanks through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all you have made. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And we pray, give us such an awareness of your mercies that with truly thankful hearts we may show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all the days of our life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory throughout all ages. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us evermore. Amen.